Connecticut senior citizens deserve a prescription drug program that they can depend on to meet their medical needs. However, as I have always maintained, the Medicare Part D prescription drug program simply does not go far enough to protect the health care of our needy seniors. The prescription drug program should be designed to be more reliable and less expensive. In the meantime, it is important for seniors and people with disabilities to know that the 2008 Medicare Part D open enrollment period has begun for those who are eligible for this program. The enrollment period ends on December 31, 2007. Eligible seniors who do not enroll will face a 1% per month penalty on top of their regular monthly premium, which was established in 2003 by the then Republican-led majority. For those who wish to make changes to their Part D plan, now is the time. This flawed program was created, unfortunately, to put the needs of plan providers ahead of the priorities of senior citizens. The program permits plans to change their drug formularies at any time, but enrollees are not permitted to move to a new plan if that should occur. The end result? Seniors may lose coverage of the drugs they need without any recourse. I am working in Congress to improve the Medicare Part D program so that it meets the needs of all seniors across Connecticut and throughout the nation. I have introduced H.R. 2056, legislation that will make improvements to the Medicare Part D program, including abolishing the late enrollment penalties associated with the program and ending the one-sided policy of forcing seniors to remain in a Part D plan that has been changed. I'm also working to narrow the now infamous donut hole that forces seniors to pay 100% of all costs out of pocket. While I try to fix the Medicare Part D program in Washington, seniors should be careful not to miss this important deadline. If you have any questions, please call 1-800-MEDICARE today or visit www.medicare.gov.